So things are getting back. Light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter and brighter. Concerts and events are coming back. And a lot of cool stuff coming to the Green Music Center at Sonoma State. They're back with events. We've got Jacob, the executive director of the Green Music Center. It's exciting.
Pretty exciting.
Jacob, tell us about, before we get into like dive into everything that's going on at the Green Music Center, how about just the preparation and excitement after just a year of misery? Because it had to have been really difficult for you.
It has been a year. The last live performance we did at the Green was like March 9th or so, 2020. So it's been 16 months or whatever. It's been a very long time. And of course, not being able to pull people together in person, like, just strikes at the heart of what we do. Like that magical feeling of being in space together and hearing, you know, a performance that's just, you know, rocking and super fun and being with people. Like, obviously that hasn't been possible for Safe. So not being able to do that has been, you know, not fun for all of us, no doubt.
You know, I know in March and then April, May, June, like things were just bouncing back and forth. Like, oh, maybe it'll start to be okay. Nope. Maybe. Nope. And so, you know, by the summertime, last summer, were you guys sitting there sort of, all right, well, look, let's just think as if things will be okay next year and start planning that way? Or how did you make that decision process?
Yeah, well, the first thing we canceled, like before we all went home, like in early March 2020, was a show for March 28th. And the agent called and was like, we're not going to be able to go on tour. We don't know what exactly is happening. It's unclear. Could you reschedule for May? Like 2 months later, right? And that didn't seem crazy at the time. But obviously it was. We couldn't even have rescheduled for this May, for a year later. So we did take it in some chunks and some, you know, growing realization that the timeline was going to be super long. But we did start to move almost everything we had scheduled. We wanted to work with the artists to fairly and ethically and helpfully, you know, offer them some work. We've been waiting to see what was possible this summer, and we're glad that due to the vaccination rates and improving conditions, it looks like we can have some events in summer 2021.
So that's exciting. I mean, it's got to be like Christmas, and I know it is for all of us.
Yeah, it's like super easy to get choked up when you start to imagine, like, what's it going to be like being back together and seeing people, you know, dancing and having a good time. It'll be really wonderful.
So just taking a little gander here, we're going to tell everyone what you got coming up at the Green Music Center. There's concerts and movies and so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're starting in mid-July, a little later than we usually start, but seemed reasonable and appropriate as we did our planning. And we're starting with some movies, which are entirely outside, which is great for safety purposes, right? And we're going to do a total of 5 different movies this summer, many of them double features that start July 16th. And then the final one is about 2 months later in September 10th. So they're scattered throughout on weekends in July, August, and September. A lot of fun movies like Coco and Shrek. Those movie nights are always a ton of fun.
Absolutely. And then let's do it. People are like freaking out. What are the concerts? Who's coming to perform live?
The concerts, it's not as large a slate as usual because we usually start a little earlier, but we have some really big favorites, including the Beach Boys, which we had scheduled. We actually already had on sale for like July 2020, and there's still hundreds of people that have tickets to it. So we're glad to put that back on the schedule in September. And that's a weekend that also has Boz Skaggs. So Friday night is the Beach Boys, and Saturday night is Boz Skaggs. So that should be a really, you know, rocking, fun weekend.
So that's September 17th and 18th. And I see Tower of Power, September 4th.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend, a great hit with Tower of Power, who, like, personally is one of my very favorite bands. And, of course, they're Bay Area legends.
Absolutely.
And are, like, in year 52 of making great music. And they really sound, like, better than ever here on their 50th, you know, at their 52nd year. It's really amazing.
That is insane.
It is.
That's awesome. So people are intrigued. How do we get in contact with the Green Music Center?
Absolutely. The best way to learn more is at our website, which is gmc.sonoma.edu. And on the website, you'll see all of the events that we have planned. You'll also see information about the health and safety procedures we have. We want to keep this as healthy and safe as we possibly can. And like I said before, the outdoor nature of it is one of the key things. And even if you're inside at the shows, the back wall is open and you're kind of outside still. So
yeah, great ventilation.
We're lucky to have that facility in that way. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, Jacob, thank you so much. And we're excited and good luck this summer.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing everybody. Come say hey. Thank you.